Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Wow. Funny story. 2 days ago, 3 days ago, when did I text you, Reach? Yesterday. See how fast time flies? Was yesterday? Okay. Well, I woke up. Are you sure it was really yesterday? Anyway, it could have been yesterday, it might have been the day before. I woke up and I was fretting. I'm not a fretter. And I woke up and I thought, oh my gosh, I have so much I got to get done today. And right away, and, you know, I made my coffee and I'm like, I should just start working. And I've made a decision. I have made a decision that I'm going to seek the Lord while he may be found. So I spend time in the morning with him while I'm drinking my coffee. And I spend time with him even before I get out of bed, before I make the coffee. I've made a decision. I'm not jumping out of bed and running into the world and being driven by the forces of this nature. Okay, so I got pulled out of the taskmaster's hand, okay? I got set free. And so when the sun sets you're free indeed, okay? And so, but the enemy is shrewd and he's always trying to rope us back in, you know, to bondage. And you know, I really only had two sips of the coffee, so I wasn't fully awake. And I'm sitting down, and I'm looking outside at God's creation and how wonderful it is. But I'm thinking, I should get up. I don't even have a message for Wednesday night. And I never have a message for Wednesday night. You would think that was a clue that the enemy, those fiery darts, he was sending fiery darts. And it was a heart's moment, a quick decision of the heart. You know, when the fiery darts come, we have to extinguish them when we recognize that they're coming. Sometimes we don't see them and the house is on fire, but you can still call on the grace of God to help you extinguish those fiery darts. And so I'm in like flight mode, like, oh my gosh, I better go get all this. I better save the world or whatever it was. I don't even know what it was. Paint the house. I don't know. Who knows what it was, but whatever it was, I was starting to fret and I'm like, instantly, I said, Holy Spirit, will you help me? Something's not right. I didn't know what it was, because sometimes when the enemy, he'll throw a little slime on you to get you, you know, a little gooey where you can't see too clear. Who can't see too clear in here tonight? That worship should have set you free, my goodness. I'm messing with you. So anyway, here's the tricks of the enemy. It happens. You know, worship's designed to clear out the path, clear out the clog. But if you're still clogged, God's got answers for you tonight. He's going to give you hope. He's going to give you himself, and he's going to give you a key to walk in victory. I know it, because I know him. And I know what's happening in the world, and I don't care, because I know him. He's my provider, not the government, not the state of whatever you live in, Wisconsin, Illinois, Kentucky, wherever you live. That is not your provider. Your provider is your Father God. I want everybody to say who their provider is. No. Father God, that's nothing. My provider is Father God. Make that proclamation.
My provider, Father God.
I will never lack.
I will never lack.
Because my provider, paid the price. So that I can walk in the fullness of God. Because I'm created in his image. Not in the world's image. And not what people say about me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we're created in his image. There is a bombardment going on right now. And so let me just back up. So I'm sitting on the swing, drinking coffee, and the Holy Spirit, I'm like, what's going on? You know, it was like, like a slime ball fell on me, and I was cloudy and didn't know what happened. And I'm like, What's going on? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I could hardly hear him, but I heard him say, worship me. Now, I could have said, now, it's not time. I worship at 7 p.m. I could have said, is that you? Don't you know I'm under all this bondage and all this responsibility? But what I did was I know his voice. See, I know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the voice of the Holy Spirit? If you do not know his voice, get your face in the Word of God, because he will speak to you through his Word. And then he confirms it with signs and wonders. So I just faintly heard, almost like, you know, when you're right before the check engine light comes on, there's like a little warning, like a little blink before the engine blows. You know, was that the check engine light? A little flash. You know, if you're not paying attention, you won't see it. Then boom, your engine goes. I just heard this slight little worship me. And so I just started worshiping him. It wasn't like, should I? I'm like, oh, Lord, you're so good. Lord, you are so great. You created all the trees. You created that. And I went on and on and on and on. And guess what happened? I got free again. If you think you only get free once, no. No, we're ever being changed into the image of him. You know, it's like, you know, the English cheapy word is an onion peel, you know, peel, until you look in the mirror and you can see Jesus Christ manifesting with his love manifesting into the earth. Amen? So I'm sitting there. And I'm like, oh, I never have a sermon. I don't even care about the meeting. I don't care about nothing. I'm worship, worship, worship. And he picked these songs tonight. And so
I was going to ask you about that.
I didn't even know. I just wrote, you should see my little notebook I wrote them in. And I just sent them off right away to Rach. And we're going to close tonight with another song, but we're not ready for it yet. And I was like, okay. So I didn't even know. I don't even know the words to these songs. I just wrote them down, sent them to Rach, and she pulled the list. And so, oh man, you guys missed it. Yeah. Woo!
Maybe not.
You didn't miss nothing. Hallelujah. We're so glad you're here. You came just at the right time. Can you feel? What do you feel right now?
Energy.
The presence is washing, healing, inspiring, positioning the children of the kingdom in proper position for the season that we're in right now. This is exciting stuff.
It is.
This is really exciting stuff. He gave me a scripture when we were worshiping, and I feel like this is what he wants for us tonight. You know, we know you can listen to anything out there, and pretty much there's a warning for everything. You know, don't eat paint. You know, there's a warning for everything. Okay? You thought I was going to say something about, you know, whatever. I'm not. I'm not denying what the enemy's trying to do. But I'm not focusing on the enemy. I'm focusing on the blessings of God. Here's a plug. Next week, Joanne and Tim, they're going to teach on faith and how to stand in the season that we're in. Debbie's doing live worship. I'll be tucked away praying for the people coming to Free Indeed. But don't not come because I'm not here. It's not me. It's him. And if you limit to the person that is manifesting the presence, you're missing it. And you're judging. And remember the song? I'm offended. We got to deal with the stuff in the oven. Come on, some of you are smoking right now in a bad way, and some of you are smoking right now in a good way. Some of you got good cake and not so good cake, some lumpy fallen, no flour, problem without enough ingredients in there. And God wants you to be made whole. but you can't do it without him, so stop trying. Remember when I was on the swing? Did I tell you I was on the swing or just say I was outside? Okay, it was a nice swing. Here's the thing. It was a choice whose kingdom I was going to focus on. It's a choice what blessings you're focusing on. When I had us say that proclamation, half of you said half the proclamation. You left it out. So we had to legally speak the full measure of, I don't remember the proclamation, but it was something like, I'm a child of God, and he's my provider, something like that. And you guys were just like saying, he's my provider. Well, are you? John's in the room. Is he the he you're talking to? Name your Father God. We have to come out of this. I'm afraid to cause a problem. I don't want anybody to notice that I don't sing too well, but I want to worship, but I. Listen, all eyes on him. All hands on deck, all eyes on him. If you are shy, I'm shy. Did you know how shy I am? I don't talk to people. This is the Holy Ghost, okay? I was getting a haircut today. I hate talking when they cut my hair. I hate it. Just cut my hair and let me go. Don't make idle conversation with me. I'm not good at that. Truth. Long time. I didn't even know where she's from. Mary went one time and knows everything about this lady. She's from where? Bulgaria? Yeah. Yeah. Knows everything. I don't like talking to her. So, because Mary went one time, Mary opens up the pathway and talk, so this lady expects me to be talk. I trained her that I don't talk. But anyway, God's doing something. He's doing something, and it didn't happen overnight, but it did happen today. It did happen today. Look around you. The fields are ripe, right, John? People are desperate for peace. We are created to desire the peace of the Father, the peace of God. And when we don't have it, when there's turmoil, we have two choices. Look to him and come into the center of peace, or focus on the storm and be blown out. We've talked about the tornado vision. Do you remember the tornado vision? Okay, it's tornado season in the spirit. And the natural. Get your cards and start playing. Get your tea and start drinking, because don't focus on what's going on or you'll get sucked into it. Oh, I need to know the news so I know how to pray. Oh, really? I thought you can hear the Holy Ghost and he tells you how to pray. Here's the scripture for tonight. I had to screenshot it because I knew my phone was not going to record it. I've said this so many times. It's 1 Corinthians 15. 58. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable, always working enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. That's powerful. That packs a punch. He pulled the scripture tonight, and the reason is because he wants to encourage us kids to faint not. You know, the winds are blowing. There's turbulence out there. But you are seated in heavenly places, high above the principalities. Or are you seated in the middle, battling with the demons? Get up higher. Take authority and command the blessings of the Lord. Where you are, where your position determines your growth in God. Your heart determines, the condition of your heart determines how far you'll go in God. Not how old you are, not how many Bible times you read the Bible. Lord, purify my heart. Lord, I'm a wretch. Help me. Set me free. Help me turn from evil. I do these stupid things. I don't know why I do them. I say things I don't mean to. I have bursts of anger that I don't know why. Will you set me free? I know that's not who you created me to be. You pray those prayers, and someday, faint not, you will get your victory. Some people wait for, a minister to lay hands. Listen, the heart's condition determines the blessings. And some of us are so busy trying to do it in the natural, reading the latest great minister's book on how to do whatever. Go to the author. and say, what are you saying to me about what we're doing right now? What are we working on? Oh, I have bitterness? Oh, okay, let's deal with that root. Oh, I have anger? I'm mad at God because I'm not getting what I think I should be further along? Whatever it is. Oh, my kids are wayward and I'm fretting at night. I'm up. Listen, cast your burdens on Jesus Christ. You're not God. He's God. But he uses you, the body, to move and minister into the earth. And so we're in a season where, ooh, the winds are blowing. In a good way and in a dark way. I'm choosing Yahweh. Amen. That's what I'm choosing. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. That's what we're after. And so the little stumbles, those little bumbles, those burbles that come up in our heart, and we try to, put a little lipstick on, make it look good, because, I don't want people to know that I actually act that way or think that way or have a struggle in that. Listen, why are we thinking that? That's dark. That's not light. We're created in his image for his good pleasure. Let's be kids. Let's stop being so grown up and proper. I'm not saying being pigs, but I'm saying, listen, transform your thinking. Go after the holiness of God on the inward. You know that scripture when Jesus talks about, you know how the Pharisees were all, in their robes and so looking so holy and puffed up and righteous, but he called them white. I can't say that word, but I know what it means. Dead on the inside. Same game wires. Yeah. Whitewash. Whitewash. Not even good paint. Don't eat the paint. Listen. There is going to be a move of God like none other. But it starts with holiness. And God is shaking the churches. And he's shaking us. He's shaking the people that use his name and say certain things, but double life they live. I'm not talking about, I stumbled and fell. Double life. There's a complete difference. And he's purging. The winds are blowing. When you have a double life, you actually have a doorway to the demonic realm. You are in the enemy's camp, and he will use that against you. And he will come on top of you and make you feel pressured and then take a little more and a little and a little more. I made a decision many years ago. I will not have any hidden sin in my life. I will not do something that will offend somebody that I willingly know without repenting. I may do it and say, blah, blah, blah. And then, man, I didn't realize that. I'm so sorry. But if I justify my actions or the way I think, for any reason, it's garbage. And somehow, this lie got into the church that we're supposed to be holy, act a certain way, do three songs, swing to the left, shake the neighbor's hand first thing in the morning. that's tormenting to some people. Especially the clammy hands. Come on. Why are we doing that? What is that all about? Where does that glorify the kingdom of God? It's a work of the flesh. I'm going to greet you. Come back again. I'm going to greet you. Hello, how are you? So blessed. Nice to see you again. Listen, where did that start from? It started from something pure, I'm assuming, and then went way off into the right or the left. I'm just saying. Dress this way. Shave, don't shave. Listen, I'm not going to split hairs over what the Word of God says, but I'm going to tell you, we all answer to Him. We all answer to him, not to who the pastor says you should be, or your friends tell you who to be, or the latest, greatest self-help book, which is determined to help you lose weight, or get smart, or create wealth. Listen, I'm not against any of that stuff, but if it's not done by him, it's a work of the flesh, and a work of the flesh will fail. How many times have you tried to go on a diet? How many times? And then, boom, there's 10 pounds. Back on. Work of the flesh. Now, I'm not saying we don't work out in fear and trembling, but I'm telling you, there's a way to do it, and this is the way. Holy Spirit, will you help me? I got this issue. I don't know why I'm eating Cheetos at 2 a.m. or whatever it is. You know, I don't know why. Whatever it is, will you help me? Will you set me free? And when you ask him, he'll do it. But he'll say, okay, listen, I want you not to eat at this such and such a time. Or maybe don't watch TV and eat, or whatever he tells you, because he knows you. And here's where it gets interesting. That spirit of rebellion that wraps so deep in so many hearts will justify why you can do what you want when you want. And when that happens, there's a scripture that we talked about 3 weeks ago. It gives license to the enemy to cause havoc in your life. If there's rebellion, we have to deal with it. God is calling us to holiness. Holiness and rebellion are complete opposites. Rebellion is ruling in the body of Christ in such a way where it's trying to push out God completely and bring in this weird stuff. And we're seeing it all over the place. How did it get so far? Rebellion. Turning to sin. Not turning our backs on sin and worshiping him and crying out, heal me, deliver me, set me free. How do I do this? What do I do about that? What about this bill that's coming up? Show me what to do. And then here's the thing. In him we wait. If you don't hear, don't do. I can't tell you how many times I've had to undo because I wasn't patient. Well, God's not answering it, so I'm just going to do it. Then you got to go back and clean up the carnage and all the junk. You know, I'm just telling you, there's a better way, and it's not hard. It's the simple way. It's a way of holiness, and it hasn't been talked about, but there's going to be a wave of holiness that's coming into this world, this earth. And people are going to turn from their wickedness, and here's the thing. They're going to do it out of necessity. I'd rather do it out of love. Some will rebel and not do it at all. My heart is sad for that. My heart is sad for the condition of the body of Christ. Am I saying I got it? No, but I'm on my way, and I'm not stopping. I'm going to be steadfast and immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, I didn't just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to do that. I've been crying out. And then one day the Holy Ghost came upon me and dropped that scripture in me, and it's in me. It's in me. It'll never be taken away. And that is the greatness of God's word. That word is alive, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and it'll cut through the hardness of my heart, cut through the thinking systems that need to be changed. See, God's word is stronger and higher and taller than any of that if we are open to change. But some people are rebellious. Well, I've always done it this way. Well, I'm telling you better go to God. I'm not going to say stop, because you can't. But only he can set you free. You can control that little pet demon. I'm telling the truth. You can control it and, oh, you know, give it 3 days and everything simmers down. But that thing will come back and it'll constrict around your heart, and you will rebel again and be deeper into the sin and bondage. I'm telling you, we got to get out of this stuff. And the only way is by the grace of God and the Holy Ghost, who is our best friend. But is he really? Oh, we preach that, but is he really? Are you talking to him every day? Is he talking to you? Oh, turn left. What? Just turn left. Go get a haircut today. What? I don't want to get a haircut today. I don't even need a haircut today. She needed help. It had nothing to do with me. I go there. I don't even have money in my pocket. They take cash. They don't take credit cards. I'm like, I don't even have any money on me. I'm like, Holy Spirit. He goes, there's money in the glove box. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I put money in the glove box. He knows all things. That lady had a huge opportunity to choose life today. There's so much going on. But if we're so wrapped up into me, 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 oh, I got a problem. Listen, you want to get out of your problems? Help someone. You got too much work? Go help someone else. Watch the workers come. You reap what you sow. You under attack? You need prayer? Pray. Bless those. Bless people. Join a prayer group. We pray all the time, but we have official call lines that we plug into every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. We pray in the Spirit. And we watch stuff get done. And here's the thing. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. I'm telling you, every prayer we pray, those are seeds of faith and hope and love, and they get released, and the angels tend to it, and the courts of heaven receive it, and it gets done. But what about the bad stuff? Well, did you quit too soon? God's word works. Sometimes we get lazy, sidetracked. I can't tell you how many times I get sidetracked. Oh, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 studying this. Oh, yeah, you told me that. What happened? A week went by, and I forgot I was even going to teach on that. You know, listen, I don't beat myself over that stuff. I don't beat myself up over that stuff. But when it's brought back to my remembrance, I say, I'm so sorry. How did I get off track on that? Would you help me? Or is that still current right now? Or are we on something else? See, when I forget, or if I get sidelined, I don't automatically assume that's what we're doing right now because the seasons are changing very fast. The snow shovel should be put away right now. And if you haven't done it, just leave it. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste time on stuff from an old season. Move forward in God. Pull the weeds. It's weed time. Pull the weeds. Spray the blood of Jesus over yourself. What? That's a good weed killer. It'll get it to the root. You know what I'm talking about? Nope. Some of you do. So listen, we have to make decisions. We have to. Listen, okay, I'm just going to say this one more thing that I wasn't going to say, but I feel like I'm supposed to say it. Do you remember years ago, I heard from Holly, don't rely on your friends. Listen, learn the voice of the Holy Spirit because there's going to come a day when you may not be able to look online and see where the next meeting is, or maybe your phone is being blocked or whatever. Start honing in on listening to the Holy Spirit before you are forced to. We're coming into some amazing times in God, but many will not make it. And they're going to cling to us and flail. They're going to be flailing like because they're drowning. What do you do with a drowning person? You let them wear themselves out. Otherwise, they bring you down. So be careful what you minister and how you minister, because sometimes they're not ready. And they're really, it's an attack, it's a trick of the enemy to wear you out or distract you from what the Lord is saying right now. Listen, three people, this is for you. Pay attention. You are involved in a relationship with somebody and you're trying to help them and they're flailing, but it's not their time. Let them hit bottom. Wear themselves out. Because when they're finally relaxed enough, that's when they will listen. Right now, they're in flight mode, and they're like, help me, help me, help me. Everything's okay, I'm doing fine. And listen, let it go. Okay, fine, I'm glad everything's good for you right now. Untwine from that. There's I see soul ties in here. And what happens with soul ties, ungodly soul ties will drag you down. It'll change the walk that you're on because it's designed. If you're not stronger than the demonic force and smarter than the shrewdness of the snake, it's going to wrap its coil around you and restrict you to the point where you're gasping for air. I'm just saying it by the Holy Ghost. Walk away slowly. Don't run. Walk away slowly and say, Holy Spirit, you let me know when. And I'm not doing nothing until I hear from you. And you might not be the one that's supposed to throw the life ring. Just saying. That's so common of the enemy. Especially with family members or loved ones or people that you really care about. It's hard to watch them suffer and struggle, isn't it? Because you love them. But if you're so focused on their development and their walk and whether they're going to make it or not and what happens if they don't, you have become their God. And when you've become their God, you've actually created a curse. It's called idolatry. And God will have no other gods before him. He's the only one high above all the other gods, idols. I know this is tough, but listen, time is short. My heart is concerned. Will you make it through this storm? This is nothing. I was thinking about this today or tonight. I can't remember which. Do you remember when Jesus came and he was walking the earth and they were like, the Messiah, he's come to make things right. And he wasn't. Bad stuff happened for quite a while. But they were putting their hope in him in the flesh, not the spirit yet. Now, I know this might be deep, but listen, where is your hope? Is it in the flesh or the spirit? Are you hoping that the situation will resolve somehow? Maybe somebody will pray it through for you? Are you hoping that your health will just magically get better? Are you hoping that your relationships will be mended and resolved? Are you hoping that you'll lose weight? Are you hoping that you'll have enough food in your pantry? Are you hoping you have enough employees? Or are you going after it by the Spirit of God? Get the blueprint from heaven. Stop trying to do it in the natural. Because in the natural, it might look good for a while. But what's birthed in the spirit will stand for eternity. The fires from heaven are purging and burning stuff to burn off the dross. Not to punish us, but to bring out the goodness. To bring out the light. To bring out his glory. To bring out resurrection power. And it's flipped. Oh, I just have to, get my budget and work things out and my notes and tasks and then it'll happen. And I'm going to just say some proclamations because I know that's what they do and God will do it. No, it doesn't. Listen, the word of God, when you get it from heaven and you bring it into earth, I'm telling you, that is like a tsunami. And everything just... It may not look like it at first. But where are you looking? In the natural, don't look. Look where the birth, look where the life, look where it was created. Don't look at the ground. Oh, I don't see it yet. Well, the ground is not where you're... The seed came from there, not there. Stop looking there. Stay in faith. Stay in faith. And then speak life by the Spirit. Not the program. Not the way that it has been done. Not Tony Robbins, okay? Nothing against him. But I'm telling you, the word of God is going to what's going to crack through. And it's going to bring life and healing. And I hear him saying, do you trust me? Will you trust me on this? Some of you are like, well, I think so. But then you go here, you leave here, and you're dazed over. And you're like, she said something, but I don't remember. I'll have to wait until it gets released. But then you forget. And you don't go back and listen to it. And so what just happened? Right, the seeds got stolen. What does that remind you of? When you sow the ground, you got some hardness in your heart. Don't we all at one point have hardness in our heart? We came from a fallen state. It's okay to admit that. I'm not owning it, but I admit it. And I said, Lord, you got to help me. I got an issue. And he helps us. He's the only one. Let him deal with the issues of your heart. Expose yourself. Be vulnerable to him. Don't be vulnerable to me. Don't be vulnerable to your friend. Be vulnerable to him because he created you in his image. And he's the one that has the key to set you free. And it won't be what works for you or works for you. Stop wearing somebody else's outfit. Go in for the original garment that God has for you. Have you seen the garments of heaven? Have you been clothed with the garments of heaven? I know some of you are like, what is she talking about? Just wait. God's going to show you. If you have a little faith, he will show you truth and lead and guide you in all truth. He will never lead you astray. That's the enemy. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Is that true? Just like in the garden. Did God say? It's typical junk by the enemy. He constantly is challenging people, throwing little darts. You're always going to have trouble. No, you're not. Trouble's not part of your covenant. I think they call you blessed and highly favored. Oh, daughter, oh, son, oh, righteous one. We have to write the prescription and then release the prescription, but we got to get the prescription from heaven. And how do you do that? You sit. For me, sometimes I just sit, and there he is. Spirit of wisdom comes on me, revelation. I love it. Other times, I got to contend for it. Not it, but contend against the distractions of the world and maybe my flesh, and maybe I'm thinking about something else completely, like, oh, I want to go ride the lawnmower, whatever it is. It's something stupid. Listen, we have to overcome. We have to master our flesh, our fleshly desires, or they will lead us astray by the nose. Think about that, a little ring and a nose. What does that remind you of? Yeah. We're not pigs. We're royalty. And it's up to us to stand boldly in the kingdom of God and meet with our Maker. It's okay to do that. Somewhere, somebody said you can't do that. I'm telling you, it's in the Word of God. Come boldly to the throne of grace, I believe is a scripture. Seated in heavenly places is a scripture. Narrow is the doorway. Narrow. I know people are thinking, narrow doorway. Think of a narrow doorway, real low. You have to go low. He's high. We go low, and then, woo, we're in his presence. We don't go all puffed up. Here I am. I'm the great one that raised people from the dead. That's not how it works. You go low. Oh, Lord, I exalt you. You are the only true living God. When you start getting a heart of worship, everything changes. The angels are, wahoo, she's got it. The demons are like, she's got it. You know, and they're getting kicked and slapped because they lost their assignment. They're in trouble. Just saying. Okay. I really feel like tonight we're positioned. Now, I can feel the charge. You know, I can feel the charge. Like it's a heavenly charge. I don't even know what that means. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. I can feel the charge. It's like a decree. It's like a scepter's being released. And this is for whosoever shall call on the name of their Lord. Who's your Lord? Jesus Christ. Or is it Facebook? I'm just asking. Whosoever. Whosoever. So that means it's a level playing field. You could be saved one day or a bazillion days. Whosoever. That's me and that's you. And God is challenging us to take authority over the situations that have caused stagnation and premature death to dreams that he has for us. Whose report are you going to believe? The original or the counterfeit? The original is birthed in heaven, and then the counterfeit comes along and tries to tweak it. You know, plastic. You ever have plastic? You ever have something so real and so beautiful, and then China comes along and tries to manufacture it? I'm just kidding on that, but, you know, kind of like, you know, it's like, it's the truth versus the counterfeit. You know, I got trapped in counterfeit. You know, I was looking for God all my life, and I tried all this weird stuff, and it led to bondage. When you are searching for God and you find him, there is freedom. There is no bondage. There is no condemnation. If you are walking in condemnation, it's because you're in the wrong kingdom. Can I be saved and walk in the wrong kingdom? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a matter of positioning like a GPS, recalculating back point at God. Here I go, back on God's plan. He's challenging us. But listen, I want to just say this really seriously. Start practicing, relying, building, developing your relationship with Holy Spirit. Well, I do hear his voice. Yeah, that's not all of it. That's like A. Okay? I don't hear his voice. That's okay. Ask him to teach you. You know, there's a scripture, my sheep know my voice. That's a scripture. Now, when you first get saved, you might not hear his voice. You might not hear that still small voice inside your head. You might think you hear it. You probably do, but you think it's your imagination, or maybe you're thinking it's weird. Listen, it's like a pilot light inside of you. It'll give you nutrients. It'll give you direction and develop the flame. Breathe on the flame. Spend time nurturing the flame. And when you seek him, you will find him. And then, whoof, there it is. And it'll be so high that the enemy will be like, oh, I'm blinded by the light. And it'll try to put it out, but no. It can never go out. Never. Sealed inside of you. And so I want you to practice listening and talking and asking him the questions of your heart. Take a notebook, write your questions down, don't get analytical, and listen. And if he says something, great. If he doesn't, he's going to tell me another day. 3 days go by, you don't hear. Hey, I didn't hear on this question. He'll tell you. Or you might see a billboard, or he'll speak it, and you'll go, oh, that was you. Listen, we have to grow in the stature. We have to mature in the Lord. We're going to help people. We're going to snatch them out of the fires. We're going to lead them to truth. We're going to see people. You know, the greater works you shall do, when Jesus said that, we're going to see people who are transgender. God's going to recreate their body parts. I didn't see that in the scripture, but I believe that's a greater thing that you shall do. You know, what? Oh, I thought you had something good. Right. The raising the dead, that's nothing. I've seen, you know, we've seen that. Greater. He raised the dead. What's the greater? Well, I think sex changes would be pretty greater. Bringing original intent back in order. Causing the molecules to come back into place. We're going to see stuff. And if you're not building yourself up in him, but if you're building yourself up into, oh no, you're going to get caught away. You're going to get swept away. Build yourself up. Spend time in the Word. New Testament, New Testament, New Testament, New Testament, New Testament, New Testament, New Testament. I think that's for somebody in here. Want me to point you out? You're beating yourself up. You're holding yourself in bondage. You're punishing yourself through the Old Testament. God is challenging you to believe his goodness. He is challenging you to take his hand and cross into the new covenant and let him manage your life. Because you're trying to manage your life through the old covenant. And the old covenant's been fulfilled. The law has been fulfilled by love. By love. And you don't understand love. You're afraid of it. But God, who made you in his image, wants to breathe life on that flame, because I see the flame, and I see him wanting to teach you about love. He's going to have a love affair with you. I see you sitting up late at night with your Bible, and I actually see you laughing with a deep belly laugh as he teaches you his way. I see the enemies all mad and scared because they had a fence built around you, trying to block you from receiving the love. And no fence is going to ever stop. Stop what the Lord is doing, because you got a right heart. You got a right heart. Bad things happen to us. We make decisions. We build walls. But I know the wall breaker. I know the way maker. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's calling us to holiness tonight. He's calling us to righteousness. Stop justifying the works of the flesh. Purge yourself. And go a little deeper. Purge yourself. Hear a little clearer. Purge yourself. Walk a little taller. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to do a proclamation. I'm getting it from the Holy Ghost. And then we're going to close with a song. And then we'll do announcements. I got some great announcements. Jesus. Say it.
Jesus.
Only if you want to say this, you guys. Don't say it if this isn't in your heart. Jesus. I've made up my mind. I am not going back to my old dead self. I've been resurrected by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I am standing in the fullness of God. And I say, clothe me with my holy garments. Teach me my role, my walk. Show me my destiny, my purpose. But you, Holy Ghost, birth it through me. And when I start to take it back and do it by the flesh, I'm asking you to help me. Just like a check engine light coming on. And I'm going to make a decision at that moment to repent and say, show me again. Teach me again. I don't understand. Help me walk in victory all the days of my life on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Barbara. Anybody have any questions? Still working in here. There's a lot going on, so don't flesh out now. But this next song he picked, and I believe it's for those who said this proclamation in prayer. So let's come in agreement. Amen. How about you? I've made up my mind. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. We're going in Him. We're going to stay in Him. And if we fall or stumble, here I am again, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. Holy and pure and righteous is His bride. Spotless. No blemish. That's us. That's whosoever calls on the name of Jesus Christ. I release the grace of God. I release the fire of God. I release the boldness of God. I release the peace of God. I release signs and wonders, creative miracles. I release resurrection power. I speak life to the dead parts in your soul. I speak life to the dead parts in your soul. I command life to the dead parts in your soul. Come forth. Come forth, life. Come forth. Dreams open. Visions open. Blessed. I command a spirit of stubbornness to leave this room right now in the name of Jesus. Loose off your people. I command the eyes to be open in your spirit. I command the love of Christ to manifest and flow and purify. Move out anything that needs to go. The holiness of God come forth. Reveal yourself, come forth. Be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Whoa! Come forth. Angels, do your work. Ministering angels, we thank you. We don't worship you, but we thank you. We recognize your power and authority. And we say thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for the spirit of hope that you birthed inside of us when you came into us. Jesus, my Lord. My Savior, my rock, my strong tower, my hope, the anchor. I thank you for everything you've released through the cross, through the great exchange. You took everything corrupt upon yourself. so that we could walk in righteousness in you and wholeness. You brought us back in to your fold. You brought us in. You purchased us by your blood. We thank you. We honor you. We love you. And Father God, thank you for sowing your son. Spotless, no blemish. Thank you for sowing him so that we could have relationship with you, fellowship, oneness, lordship. You are our Lord. We take the robe of righteousness and wear it proudly in the Spirit. Not because we earned it or deserved it, but because your Son provided the way through hope. You paid the price, and we honor you for it. There's a debt we can never repay. So we fix our gaze on you and love you, because we know that's what you want. We know you'll work all things out. You always do. We love you and adore you. We worship you. Father God, teach us how to come up on your lap. Teach us how to come boldly as children, your children. We love you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.